Hello, this is Thompson Smiley, and this is another instant where we take an item from my Smiley's Picks column in the Louisville magazine into the studio. And my guest today is Stephen Klein, President and CEO of the Kentucky Center. We're here to talk about Billy Elliot. How exciting!
It is fabulous. It's a fabulous, fabulous show. It started off, remember, as the movie.
Oh, yes.
Which was huge and very, very successful. And then, funny, it doesn't usually work this way, but it evolved then into the Broadway musical. And it is a spectacular show about a young man in a working-class neighborhood, a boy who decides all of a sudden, or he's drawn to becoming a dancer.
Yes. I was at a party in London about 3 years ago, I suppose, and there was an agent there who had seen it all, you know, Salzburg, he'd been to every Broadway show for 200 years, and he said, the greatest single musical entertainment in the history of mankind is, and I paused for the answer, Billy Elliot. And I went to see it at the Victoria Palace, I think it was in London, a couple of days later, and I think that's a slight hyperbole. The show is absolutely thrilling. I found myself laughing for one third of it, crying for another half, and just hugging myself for the other third or whatever.
It's a show of just incredible joy.
Yes.
As you watch the transformation of this young kid, again, from the working class neighborhood, becoming all of a sudden consumed with and then becoming this fabulous dancer, despite the objections of a lot of people who think that that's unmanlike.
Yes.
To be a dancer. But then the entire community gets around him and supports him, and it's marvelous.
And it's very political, isn't it? Because it also takes place against the a background of the clash between the Thatcher government and the miners over pit closures. So on the one hand, you have the old generation holding out for the traditional working class values, while those jobs are going down the toilet.
Down the tubes,
and this boy who's got this extraordinary vision,
and his dad's a miner. I'm looking forward to this more than sometimes a rerun of a show that was created before I was born.
Yes. I think we have a moral duty here, you know, which is not your strong suit or mine, but we have a moral duty, I think, to tell people just how fantastic this show is, because I think a lot of people haven't heard of it. They didn't see the movie, and, I mean, you say it was a big success, but it was a succès d'estime, as the French say. It was an art house success, not a Tinseltown success. Yeah. So it's not well known, but the movie is brilliant, and I think the musical is even better.
The music is great. Again, the energy, the excitement that stems from the performers is just absolutely overwhelming. And just from you know the content, it's really nifty and it's fun. And you're right, it's funny. It's got everything in it to make a memorable experience. It's just, you know, I'm sort of overwhelmed with it, the fact that it's coming.
I can perfectly understand that. The music's by Elton John, and I'm not sure the music is completely overwhelming, but it certainly does a fantastic job of telling the story, and it's enhanced by some really very butch choreography, isn't it?
I think the music of Elton John then also takes it away from being sort of the elitist white cloud kind of musical or something. No, this is, I mean, people respond to Elton John, and Elton John is contemporary and popular. So it's a little different than looking back at some of the classics.
Yes, right? It's a very gritty story. I mean, so the working class background, I think, is brilliantly depicted in such things like there's a choreographed clash between the police and the miners, which is thrilling theatre, I think.
I sure can't disagree with that.
And then there's a scene later on, isn't there, where the young boy meets himself as an established Royal Ballet dancer, and the orchestra thunders out Swan Lake. I mean, it's very emotive and powerful stuff.
It's emotional and good and exciting. And I'm hoping, you know, that people will break down the barriers, and even if they don't know about it, it's not like Fiddler on the Roof or My Fair Lady or something from years gone by. They'll take the chance to go see it, hear it, experience it, because it's really worthwhile.
There must be a whole generation of these boys who played Billy and who've now presumably got long beards and a drinking habit, but they're boys of 14, 15 or so, aren't they? And do you tour three of them, I think, don't you?
I think there are three. I know on Broadway there were three young men doing Billy, and they were, you know, changing over so that no one had to do it. Because it's eight, on Broadway, it's eight shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very taxing, both physically, mentally, vocally, everything else. So I think there were three originally. I don't know where they are, and honestly, I don't know how many Billies we're going to have here in Louisville.
I would think two or three, and presumably they travel a tutor and all that sort of thing, because there are very strict rules, aren't they, in chaperonage and education.
Absolutely, they have to be tutored. They have to have guardians or someone with them. They have to fulfill classwork, coursework, so that they can matriculate from whatever it is they're matriculating from. But it's very regimented, mm-hmm. very controlled for these young guys. And of course, they're also in the show. There are also a whole bunch of other young'uns,
not just
the Billies. So they have to have all these folks in support of the young cast, which makes it in some ways difficult, and it makes it an expensive show to tour. Because you've got the young'uns, and you also have to have the tutors and the chaperones and the so forth and so on.
That's right. Yes, but it is also quite elaborate scenically. I think, if I remember correctly, it is a big, bold musical, which I think will give great happiness. We're talking to Stephen Klein's president and CEO for the Kentucky Center about the musical Billy Elliot, which we both think, from our different perspectives, is an absolute must see. One of the most joyful and I think life enhancing works to come down the road for a very long time. June 26th to July 1, the number. Number to call, of course, is the Kentucky Center Ticket Office, and tickets are now on sale, 584-7777. I've looked at the program for next year's Broadway series, as it used to be called, Broadway Across America, I think it's now called. And you see more and more repeats of shows which have been before. It is hard, is it not, to come up with fresh material that will sell?
It's fearful on the part of the producers, because in some instances you have a given product, a known product, and people want, you can, grandma can take grandchild to Fiddler on the Roof and know what you're going to get and know that it's going to be wholesome and family. But if you're talking about some other shows, there is sometimes an insecurity about taking someone to see something that you don't really know as well.
And that's why we've had decades of Cats and Phantom and good stuff like that.
Which are still great. I mean, I still love Les Mis. It's still one of my Les Miserables. It was one of my favorite musicals of all time.
It contains one of the most ravishing scores, I think, written for the theater. But the music also, I think, in Billy Elliot is certainly uplifting, and the story is.
But you look at Broadway right now, bringing back Jesus Christ Superstar and Evita, and with fabulous casts and all sorts of dollars into it. And I kind of would like to go see Superstar, because, as you know, I was in the original production.
Yes.
But I'm also kind of nervous about it. This is like 35 years later.
Yes, quite. You know? Yes, quite.
That's more than that, actually.
It's extraordinary.
We won't go there.
It's extraordinary the way the audience revisits the same pieces.
And love it. And these become traditions. As much as a brand new experience.
So once again, it's Billy Elliot, June 26th to July 1 at the Kentucky Center, 584-7777. Stephen Klein, thank you very much.
Thank you, Thompson, as always.